The next patient is Roger Brown. The last name is B-R-O-W-N. First name is Roger. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old male patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who was referred to this office because of uncontrolled hypertension, period. The patient has suffered hypertension for a lengthy period of time. He had a stroke 9 years ago and probably was related to arterial hypertension. The patient has had two CT angiograms looking for a renal artery stenosis, peripheral artery disease, and the report has been negative. The adrenal glands is negative. The flow into the kidneys is adequate. In the pathology in the kidneys, just a stone in the left upper pole that has been present for a long time. The CTAs were done 2 years apart in 20 and 22. Unfortunately, I don't have a urine analysis in order to establish the protein creatinine ratio or the urinary sediment. I have several complete metabolic panels in which the patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.85 and a estimated GFR of 94.6 mLs per minute. The patient is not anemic. He has a hemoglobin. He has a hemoglobin of 14.9, period. In the prior CMPs, there was evidence of hypokalemia. The patient has been taking omeprazole. That could be the reason for the hypokalemia. However, he maintains CO2s that are above 30. The possibility of metabolic alkalosis associated to either diuretic therapy or hyperaldosteronism. This has to be ruled out. Another interesting point is that this patient was done a sleep studies 2 years ago. According to his information, he was the studies were positive, but he was never given the CPAP, and we have to make sure that this patient gets treated if the sleep apnea is present. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, status post Watchman's procedure, six sinus syndrome, status post permanent pacemaker, still with atrial fibrillation. He's had in the past episodes of congestive heart failure. However, the echocardiogram fails to show valvular heart disease, and the patient doesn't have any systolic or diastolic dysfunction, ejection fraction around 60%. A following number, The patient has been evaluated for BPH by the urologist. The patient is taking betanecol, Cardura, and and Tamsulosin. According to the description given by the patient, he doesn't use salt. However, he drinks significant amounts of fluid. He's taking furosemide 40 milligrams POBID. The patient was given the diet that is ideal for him, which is a sodium restriction, less than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours. The fluid restriction that is less than 40, fluid restriction is 45 ounces in 24 hours, but follow the body weight, and we gave the instructions of how to manage the diuretics. He has to follow the plant-based diet, and we were very specific and gave all the information regarding the diet. We're going to do the laboratory workup and do the sleep studies. We are not going to change any of the medications today to avoid interference with the determination of the cortisone, methanephrine, and aldosterone, as well as renin. We'll reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with the laboratory workup. We want to thank Dr. Maxwell for the kind referral. We'll keep him posted. The time spent in the service is 1 hour and 10 minutes. The review of the referral was 20 minutes, and we spend 45 minutes in the face-to-face and 10 minutes in the documentation.